All right. Thank you, everyone, for carrying over with me. Let's like to focus on more phone calls today and talk about timelines. And very passionate about that. Please call in at 888-627-6008. Call in. Timelines. So we should be able to watch timelines we don't prefer that we participate in. We should be able to see timelines that we enjoy and have advances in our lives because of the way we made decisions. And that's why I want to get as many calls as I can, because we're all growing so fast in our capabilities, connecting with source. It's quite interesting. We're dissolving a lot of barriers. One timeline that we assume is normal is proprietary information with music. So here is an obvious alien agenda. I said something, I sang something, and then I recorded it, and then I got a licensing agreement, and now you're not allowed to use it unless I give you permission or you pay me money. Now, this is a very unusual timeline for you where you come from. You claim that I said something and I need to charge you for it or else because I have a license to speak, sing, whatever it is, because I need to produce and make revenue off it. Now, how do we make our communication systems? So in this case, we'll use BBS radio. They deserve to make energetics, energy, revenue, produce collaboration opportunities like this. So where do we draw the line on timelines where we're licensing the past? That's my question on timelines. How is it we will advance a society that believes, doesn't know, believes that something that's been said, something that's already been executed, already been done, needs revenue associated with it, needs licensing agreements, title, identity, just like the last callers regarding autographs or signatures? Why do we assume the past is going to dictate our future? And that's what timelines. This show is about is where do we stop getting on timelines we don't prefer? In this case, I'm using our methodologies for licensing the past. Very interesting subject for me. Very, very unique and very new to this world. Thank you everyone for calling in. Please keep calling in. Love connecting with you. Thank you so much for keeping up your subscriptions and prescriptions to the homestead and so forth. It's the donations. Thank you so much. It's what's fueling PRQ team's excitement, even though they haven't used $1. They just see your excitement and then they just fulfill what you want us to help you with. That's what it's all about. We just need all the population we can get to teach us where you want help, support, assistance. And bodaciously, you all would like to be free on your own land so that you could have healing centers, collaboration centers, et cetera, and art communities, and by the way, super farms, et cetera. I just love it, love it, love it. All in any inquiries, please. All right, timelines. Here we are. Caller list. Karen from Pennsylvania. How to get off a timeline when it's your job every day? Ooh, Karen, I got some experience on this. I love saying God. Karen, are you there?
I am. Hello. I'm sorry. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank Virginia for that one. Aloha.
Yes. Virginia's on her way to Pennsylvania, so she may make an entrance.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, that's fun. It's fun watching you all. I'm just so enamored by your energy. I am always stimulated by her and so many others. I just commend you for showing us the way. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
How can I help you today, Karen?
Okay, so I own a business that I don't want, and I don't want to do it, but I don't know how to get out.
Because it's successful, isn't it? Because you're good at it, huh?
Well, I'm great at it, and I hate it. It's everything's a timeline and a deadline, and I cry every day.
Yes, really common, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and it's all money, and I can't think my way out of it because I do have some debt on the business, which makes it so that, you know, I can't sell it because the debt has to be paid and all these, you know, nonsense. So I feel so stuck.
Right. So many. Thank you so much for being so brave and communicative. All right. So now it's real simple, isn't it? You just stop doing what you don't prefer. And then you say to yourself,
no.
Then how do I survive? Right? So
no, I could survive. It's just that I have a lot of people counting on me. So I feel responsible for everybody.
Absolutely. Now, do you mind if I break this apart for the people listening? Is that okay? Is it okay to dive into this a little bit?
Sure, and okay, come into so my space, you're welcome.
Thanks a lot. So we feel that in this case, our employees, our business partners, and so forth are really counting on us sustaining a business, is what you said, correct?
Correct, and family, because I'm the breadwinner.
Okay, and I am very sensitive to their feelings, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now, when you observe what you would prefer to do, how could you have an outcome? My question to you is, why do you feel that advancing your highest excitement would affect other people's highest excitement? Why would you be in debt to that?
Well, it's when I start to do what I want to do and then maybe blow off some of my business responsibilities, then the letters and the phone calls and the emails and the stalker collection people all start bothering those in my life. And then they, in turn, start hounding me to be responsible again.
Very good. So when we start looking at fear, in this case, not to say that you're a fearful person, but we're scared of what's going to happen if I do this, is basically what you said, correct?
Yeah, if I tried it. Yeah.
That might happen.
That's exactly right.
Yep, that might happen. Okay. Now, delineating responsibility is you to be brutally honest, to delineate and defer responsibility is nothing more than the ego, isn't it? I don't think anyone could do it if I gave them the keys.
Yes, I guess.
Okay, so I don't think I should let go of this because I'm the best.
I'm trying to hand them the keys.
Okay. So now that's really fun because you want to go skip down the beach instead of going to work every morning. How much fun will that be when you find someone who can't wait to take over the business and run it even more successful than you have it potentially? And that's why I gave the analogy last week. I was stifled with a home I was possessing. And as soon as I got away from it, the people who did take possession of it got so much more work done. And then guess what? A couple of years later, I got excited about the home again. Because it was like people were following through with their excitement. So it was like it's like a palette. It's like a playground. And so that's my suggestion to you is what in the mind is saying, I can't defer responsibility. Well, you're gonna have to look at yourself, aren't you?
Well, I want to. I'm actively. Now, I sorry, Aloha just arrived. And she's whispering questions to me. Sorry about that. I got distracted.
Yeah.
I forget the question. See, I forget the question already.
I'm glad to hear that.
Sorry.
And then so that is part of when we react to these situations, when you and I connect and or when we have high vibration, high frequency, whatever word you like there, connecting, nothing from the past is going to affect you. And so that's why you're going to lose your thoughts, time, schedule. Very difficult to keep a schedule going forward if you're going through the enlightening process. Was that a fair statement?
It's very fair. And I'm supposed to, the job requires me to be very sharp and on time all the time, every time. And I just come flitting in there like I'm a butterfly, and people in the business world, some of them don't appreciate it very much. So
right.
If I can find somebody to turn this business over to, that would be wonderful.
Right. So I love consulting businesses, and been in the largest corporations in the world. And I tell them to stop everything that's made them successful, and they kick me out of the building. Because when you start interviewing your employees, guess what? They don't like what they're doing either. In most cases, the employees of these corporations I would enjoy, they're going to sustain life for their family, as you stated. They don't really. It's a true leap of faith, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
And that's my encouragement. To be here with you in a human body, to be like you in a human body, just as you, is the value I wish to bring to you. To know what it's like not to live here and to live here, to be just like you. So how is it that I'm surviving here and not had a formal position in society making a paycheck for many, many, many years? How am I able to survive? How does it show up? I'm not saying I have it right. I'm saying I only do what I really am excited about doing, and the resources always and the people always show up. And the people with resources always show up. It's a leap of faith. Having your heart as your director is a leap of faith. And I've had many people call me over the years, you're really not from here. And I tried what you told me to do, and I failed miserably, and I'm broke, and I have no home. So how do you do it? And I ask everyone if we could just try it for a week, work with it for a week, play with it for a week, and then don't play with it for the next week. See what happens. Just really use your heart, and then it's okay to struggle a little bit on where is my heart when I make decisions. It's really, you're not getting out of this without doing it. You're going to have to do it. Everyone's getting the truth, whether they like it or not, my dear, dear John would say. You've got to use your heart to make decisions.
Don't come down on a cloud. Come on.
Yep. So ask your employees. Get them one-on-one. Just really look them in the eye. The people you work with, your family and friends, what do you love doing? And I guarantee you're going to find someone that will have similar interests to you, and you just change your business model. What's wrong with changing your business model to what excites you? I'd rather polish seashells. Who knows? Just because you're an insurance or...
Right. I did already open another business that I actually want.
Yep.
Did you just say the word?
I did.
You know.
Did I?
Okay, you get it.
Exactly. So thank you so much for the call. Please keep me abreast, and aloha to you both.
Yep. Oh, that is cool. There she is. Aloha.
Oh, you guys are so cool. I need to put you in.
You must have known.
I need to put you guys in a jar and sell it, man. Can't wait to can. I'm going to can you guys. Give it to everybody. All right, BBS, let's go to another call. Man, I could talk to these gals all day long. They're incredible. And so it's just amazing to, take these calls and have so much passion coming through. It will touch you. And that's why I do these shows, is so that you can see the light coming through other humans. And we get to be infused. We get a catalyst. So that's why I do so much talking on these shows, is to have a catalyst from the light. So that frequency and harmonics coming through those beings there is just like me. So we're getting more capabilities, just breathing with each other, just talking with each other, just the synergy of wanting to advance and do something. And that's what you're experiencing with the light. And this is the ascension process. More and more harmonics, light coming in, all of it blends. The way you walk and talk is changing. You're starting to float when you walk. The next time continuum that you experience it will be effortless if we observe how we used to make decisions and how we make decisions now. So that's what Timelines is about, is when do I make a decision that's purely for me, not because I have to, because of an outside event of my life and or participation in things that just showed up when I was just minding my own business on the couch. All right, that'd be enough talking there, Keister. All right, let's see. Let's move. I'm going to skip a little bit, BBS. I'm going to go to Dee Dee from Washington. Has a timeline of loving cats, but is allergic to them. Dee Dee, I got to hear this.
Hello.
Hello, Dee Dee. Dee Dee. Dee Dee, that's my spirit friend, Dee
Dee. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Explain this one. This one, cats are cool.
Well, when I was a child, I loved tigers, like big cats, mountain lions, that kind of. I was so attracted to them. But from the time that I remember, house cats made me so allergic that I would get like asthma, couldn't breathe. And I'm like in my 60s now, and I still have that allergic reaction to house cats. And it doesn't make sense to me. I'm, in the healer group people. And so I've tried to deal with this, so many ways, and I just figure it's got to be something that I am not seeing. I don't even know if I like cats, like house cats. I don't even know if I like them, but I am really attracted to large cats.
Yes, I was just about ready to say thank you so much for that call. And it doesn't seem like a timeline, but it actually is some of the epigenetic engineering opposing us in many. In many cases, you're alert. You've never had allergies before coming into these types of bodies, by the way. So you, usually your biosphere matches the bodies you're on. So that proves the engineering of these bodies was truly constructed to have a lot of adverse effects to other genetics, in this case, animals. Easily solved, though. Really easily solved. What is an allergy to you? What do you see as an allergenic timeline? So you're saying this is a timeline to prevent you from having a relationship with cats. Is that what you're getting at?
It must be. I go into a house, I can instantly tell if there's some. I even see them. It's like so sensitive, right?
Okay, so here's how the engineering, these type of aliens have worked. Forgive me for using the word so loosely. Lower dimensional beings trying to control the outcomes as an alien. Could be even in a human body. The goal for timelines like this is to put you in fear that you, when you go and live with a cat that you will now be scared you'll be allergic to it. That this is all alien technology. And it works, doesn't it? You're scared to have a cat because you're going to get allergenics. Is that fair?
Right. Yeah, well, in the house. I have had cats outside, and they came in occasionally, but the more I let them in, the more I would get allergic. So they had to stay outside. So, yeah, I thought about that. I thought it's something getting triggered in me that makes me know, okay, there's a cat here. I'm not going to be able to breathe, right? And, you know, that's like
These individuals are really good at this game. They're really good. And they may have even genetically engineered cats so that you would get allergies related to your relationship with them. That's not good. Now, what if there were different types of cats that you don't have a reaction to as a Band-Aid? Have you worked with other cats other than some types of cats? Like, are you allergic to Burmese cats? Or are you allergic to calico cats, as an example? Have you played with that at all?
Well, a calico cat is the one that I actually had for many years. That was kind of indoor-outdoor. And I survived because my kids loved cats, you know. And I liked her, too. She became like a dog, you know, follow you around. And so they are pretty cool. I guess at this point, I travel a lot now. So I don't know that I really want a cat now. And why would I have chose this body? Or do I choose, when we go from one body to another, how do we choose the body? Like, why would I end up in a body like this that had that going on?
Outstanding. Outstanding. Great question. I'm going to, please keep calling in. Please keep calling in. I got a couple hot items here. I'm going to answer your question off this phone call. Thank you, BBS. I'm going to move on to Stanley here from Alberta. Okay, so the way we've talked about this a lot in the previous shows, so I'm going to answer this offline here. Great question. So the Merkaba, mermaid would be pissed at me, but Merkaba doesn't. It is annealing to the body. It's picking the best of the worst, and so the way we map ourselves into genetics is unique to us. Never doubt that. But the choices you have are so limited, you basically have to pick the best of the worst. And so now that you're in these types of bodies, now you're going to work to expand them and get more of you into them. So you got lucky enough to pick the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. You got enough of you into a body to make it animated, and now you're growing it. So thank you. So Stanley from Alberta, are you there? Sorry to keep you waiting there. On line three, I think it is, homesteading timelines. Stanley, it's a timeline, isn't it?
Hi. Yeah, don't. It's not keeping me waiting. I listen intently, every word.
Thanks a lot.
And doing that. A lot of times I have to listen. Yeah, I have to listen to these, listen to the replay two or three times before the next week comes, gets here.
Thank you for doing that.
Absorb it all in. But anyway, it's a homesteading timeline question because the homesteads were written up, you know, 100 years ago ish, and everything is a trust and the. Crown grant or the land patent is probably one of the most powerful trusts. But in today and age, now the question is on defending the land patent. Everybody today, all of the legal judicial community very much understands everything is commerce, equity law. Everybody understands UCC. Would that be something, a consideration to add into to your documentation? Because when a sheriff sees that or the legal community, the judicial, they all know exactly what UCC was. So if you have secured party creditor of that land patent, they have one look and then they it's a done deal. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, very good, very astute. Yeah, let's have fun with this. Okay, so the PRQ team, any people in government, military, etc. We've all had tremendous fun sitting at tables strategizing how to advance our lives for the better, and which one is going to participate in duality, which one is going to release us from duality. So you can see that I would favor this idea, this idea that turns into passion. It is a timeline that I feel all of us would agree on. Just know that great care is taken when we speak of these issues from our point of view. We are on the planet, and we will be on the planet. These rules and regulations about being on the planet are not our highest excitement, are they?
No.
Okay, so to...
That's right.
To remind everyone once again, removing timelines is outstandingly beneficial to the health of the spirit, the heart, source. So I will remind everyone over and over again that you used to be a Native American. You used to be an Aboriginal. You used to be living in the jungle. You used to be all of the succession of genetics on this planet, and you're still here. The Native Americans is the greatest example you have. That used to be you. There's not that many of us here per se. There is just regeneration of identity. And so you get so much opportunity each and every succession of genetics. It's whether or not we're going to take advantage of the fact that there's no such thing as time or space. The planet is holding an area for us to be successors with the planet. And if I can get enough understanding processed, advanced through all of you, we will figure this out. One way, in my opinion, is go ahead and use these tools. Let's see how these tools are already there to break us free of the tools. They're just right there. So I'm a huge fan of your words, but it's really on the intention side to be free within these systems so that they cannot compete with us anymore. Our hearts are going to win. Forgive me for getting a little off topic, but that's how I see it.
Oh, that totally, I like that very much. And the previous caller on homesteading was talking about Mr. Gould. If you rewrote your documents in the truth grammar, takes maybe the black magic and the ambiguities out of there completely. But there again, we're in the modern day era, and to me, it seems like that would be even more difficult to defend. But anyways, than the way it is set up. Thank you. I just wanted to kind of check with that, because that UCC is a pretty powerful document, and it's easy to do, and modern-day legal system totally know that, inside out, first glance. So thank you very much, Q.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes. All right, moving on to the next call here. Hang on a second, BBS. Let's see which one I'm going to go to next. Yeah, so it's real important that if we're not passionate about processing these documents as homesteaders, probably not going to work out for you as well. But do you like paying mortgages? Do you like paying taxes? Do you like paying rent? That doesn't sound like very much fun either. So, this is duality. This is a dualistic reality you're in. Unfortunately, you're stuck here. You got trapped, you got tricked, and you can get out of here by being here with passion, great passion. And Mr. Stanley there has done an outstanding job. So if I'm going to fight back, then now I'm the problem too. Or are you passionate about holding your ground and being one with nature and your planet? If you truly are passionate about living, being here, if you're truly passionate about showing up each and every day to live, imagine how powerful that could be if everyone did that and supported each other in that endeavor. Thank you for listening to me, everyone. I love you very much. And BBS Radio, I love you. Thank you so much. And so many people on the PRQ team that help. All right, let's move on. Let's keep going. Updated caller list. Let's see. I think I did some work here with, okay, I've lost track of everything. Let's see. So we did Stanley, we did Tina. All right, let's do Annette from Florida. Thank you, Annette. I think it's line five, BBS. Thanks. Sorry if I'm jumping around. Feels that the LWS timeline has merged with the global timeline. How does it affect our futures? This sounds like drama, but I want to hear it.
Hello, hello, hello. From us.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, so give me your stuff. What you got? What you got, Annette?
So we're the humanitarians with the LWS planning for years and years and years on how we're going to fix this whole world with your help and bring these projects to fruition and save all these sleeping people that don't get it, that they've got, that they got, you know, scammed. Anyways, so we were all ready to go. Everything's great. We're on our perfect timeline. And then our team leader got captured by the dark. And now, without using the bad word, but all hell broke loose. And now we're all completely in a new timeline. And our passions, and we're trying not to go into fear. Our projects are still what they are. We need to help mankind. We need to help Mother Gaia. And we have come across kind of accidentally this Harmony Global Family group that seems to be kind of doing the whole same thing all over the world. And we're perplexed, asking for your heart and our heart to say, you know, where do we go from here? We're very confused, but don't want to be disheveled.
Very good. Very good. So this is pretty fun. This is really fun to watch, you know, all the groups, you know, when I look at, you know, Mark Skidmore, or Catherine Austin Fitz, or, you know, the Solari Report, maybe Simon Parks, or Expansions of sort, all over the country, all over the world. And I ask everyone, with these collaboration groups, do they advance their projects? And if they don't, why not? And so I'm asking you, if there is a benefactor behind PRQ's example, does it solve the passion within each human? So if we throw resources at everyone's ideas, we're learning that it's really not their passion, is it? So we've been taught.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so our passion doesn't leave us, does it? Our passion doesn't leave us. We still are passionate, aren't we?
It is. It is. We're just learning to be patient and to figure out through your help that there are solutions. You told us many, many years ago that we couldn't buy property through the old system, and you've now taught us why, and we did not know that, and thank goodness for your guidance.
Yeah.
But
you're just feeling the system, aren't you?
Yeah. This is that.
All right. So here's one way to look at resources and see if it works for you. So let's say you have a car you want to sell, and you want $5,000 for the car, whatever the number is. What if you gave the car away, what would happen?
Well, then I'm out $5,000 and a car. I'm walking.
And we do it on our teams all the time. We just give things away. Like, hey, we could sell that and make some money. I go, no. Why don't we give it to someone who actually can use it? And guess what? They'll probably come back. That energetics works now very profoundly now. So everything from a septic tank to light bulbs. What if we had reader boards on our computers that said one section is need and one section is have? So that's our new advertising. I can't wait. I know someone's going to take it right now, make a web page that says have need. And we just start our whole economic system have a need. I guarantee you, if we got everyone on the that's signed up for my this is our community center here, everyone who's put in their name through BBS Radio, you can see that that's where we're going. It's just we need to give more. We have so much. So we just need to start giving, wouldn't you say?
I do like that concept, but we're seeing thousands of people in such desperate need, and there's only us, so there's only so much we can give, and it is becoming painfully obvious that we can't give enough for what the need is.
I'll disagree with that, but I love your call on BBS. I'm going to move on, BBS. That is a great call. So we are perceiving a timeline in this example where there is so much lack of. We're probably going to get more lack of if we keep sustaining the past based on what we perceive timeline. So I went, didn't say there's not slums in an area of our world when I go there, but why are we sustaining the slums? We don't share, do we? Those are timelines that can be improved if we maybe got a little, worked a little savvier instead of harder. All right. Thank you, BBS, for being patient with me. Thank you for that last call. That is outstanding. Annette, I always enjoy talking to you all, and I know all the people behind you are just brilliant and are working so hard at not working anymore. I mean, never stop calling, please. It teaches us all. So all the people are listening, whether it's the military or otherwise, they want to hear how we utilize our passions in the world coming forward through the ascension cycle. They're very aware of ascending. I know it looks like they're people in military, but they understand how source comes in because they have access to conscious computing systems and so forth. So listening to you talk about strategies for your community and so forth is unbelievable timelines that we all can learn from collectively. Thank you so much. Moving on to Kelly from Oregon, frequency in other bodies, line 6, I believe, BBS. Thank you. Frequency in other bodies. Kelly, are you there?
Hey, hey, hey.
Kelly. Hey, hey, that, what is that? That's what horses eat. Okay.
I think I might have an echo.
Cool. Oh, okay. Turn off everything. Turn it back on. I don't know.
Do you want to play? Are you ready to play?
Well, here I am. Yeah, that's all right. This is a loaded question. It looks like you're late. I'm already playing. What do you mean? I've been playing for an hour and a half.
No, I've been feeling you. I'm definitely feeling it. So my question is, it feels like a big onion, and I've been unraveling it for a while now with frequencies and studying frequencies and studying your harmonics, Ra's harmonics, and others. And there's a handful that is just uncanny. Like it's your voice coming out of another body. And most of the time it's music for me. and I'm needing your help with. You already know what I want to know, right?
Keep going. This is so fun.
So I'm needing your help to unravel this, but you've talked about subsets, and so I'm a little confused about subsets. You know, that Asha's talked about the thousand Jesuses. You've talked about annealing to, you know, certain bodies. You're five people. They're now three. I mean, it's like it's kind of my mind just kind of blah. But I want to understand. Do individual, like you put Sting out there. Does Sting know? I mean, it's out there. Does he know you personally? That are you a subset of him? Are you just working through him? Please explain how it works.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Very powerful question. Very advanced question. Thank you so much. So the delineation of time is the trick that's been installed in these bodies. So you're under the opinion that you're in an equal dimension with everybody on the planet. That is not the case. So when you animate a body, I can be, you can be at a higher or lower frequency that is not in time. So just because you believe that you saw a video of Elvis Presley, which is me, doesn't mean that it was in real time and or sequential time. So I have children around me that have unbelievable capabilities. And they see a picture of Elvis, go, how come? Hey, it's him. Why are you in that booth? You know, so it'd be a poster or something. All right. So the child still has its abilities and then loses it as it gets through 10, 11, whatever. It's in there somewhere in the way the NATO works. And the reason the DNA is so successful making timelines is we don't know what we are when we start coming into these bodies. So it's not sequential. And the volume is not important either. It's we are animating bodies in succession in which we're excited. So the question you gave me is, how could one person be animated by one person 50 years ago, as an example? It's not how it works. We're bringing in more light to animate more bodies. Does that make a little more sense?
A little more, but there's current bodies. Sting, you know, David Gahan. I could go on that are current, and I hear you. So that's when it's not somebody that's gone. They're actually here. They're alive.
Are you at the top of the barrel right now? Because we will assume this might be the most powerful we've ever been. Whereas your mother, who's nasty, not saying that's true, lives in North Dakota. She actually can't be in your dimension. So we'll assume we're at the top of the barrel and they're at the bottom of the barrel. Can they animate that body if we went to her region geographically? Would she still be the same person in that body? And or would she be able to keep up with us? Only because your power is to install that she exists. So remember, she doesn't exist yet. Mom does not exist until you go over there and make her exist. And that's why the cell phones are so powerful in timelines. Are you sure Mom exists? You met Mom, right? How do you know she exists?
Okay. So what I hear coming out of speakers.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now,
I hear you.
You're so powerful. What if you're so powerful that you wanted Mom to exist, you give her a call, and she comes into the body the moment you made the phone call. You can't prove to me the physical body exists if it's not right next to you touching it. It's in another dimension, isn't it?
Right.
It's another frequency band. No, these are not absolutes. These are not absolutes. This is how the universe works. I turn around and knowing full well there's nothing behind me. Well, mom's doing the same thing. Now, how much horsepower is she using? How much of her light is she using? Did you co-create with her to meet you in that dimension? Timelines. Mm-hmm. That's a timeline, isn't it?
Right.
Pretty cool, isn't it? That's how incredibly
real when I see them on a screen or I hear their voice coming through the speaker.
Okay, I didn't say they weren't real. I'm just saying
immersing myself last night with your harmonics.
Very, very high quality question. So my question to you is, did you create that universe with that person or the other way around to make that timeline? So are you keeping up with me or am I keeping up with you?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Okay, that's a good one. I like that. Huh. Okay. I'm gonna feel into that a little more. Thank you for that. Can I ask you one more? And I think you probably know what I'm going to ask you.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead. This is for everyone.
Can I have a perfect connection right now in the body I'm in with my twin flame?
Already done.
And do just I know who it is?
Desire. Just your desire. Of course. It's your desire that must find it, though. I can't play Cupid every day.
I know I have a desire to find it. I know. I'm asking you if I know who it is.
The one thing you will learn about my presence on planet Earth is I will never control timelines the best I can. I only participate in fashion.
Okay.
And I'm always asked, why don't you go fix that? And I say, fix and control the outcomes of everybody? No, that is how the Galactic Federation has judged me. Why don't you go take care of things? You do have the ability. And I say, that's the long way is the fast way. So just because one of us has a little more horsepower doesn't equate to solutions. Sure, I will defend everyone here and I will never stop. But I will never control outcomes or timelines if I have my way. Does that make sense?
So the trickery, the interference, yes, the trickery and the interference I'm experiencing, it gets in my way of my knowing. And that's why I'm asking you is, you know, I don't know if it's interference and effing with me or do I know?
You don't worry. There's lots of light around you. Thank you for your call today. I'm going to try and get through to a couple more callers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for such an incredible volume of love from you. And thank you so much for such advanced awareness and study. Thank you, BBS. I'll move on to the next caller. That is the great opportunity we have is to really look at the volume of knowledge that's coming in. That's someone really observing so much knowledge coming through their heart center that they can sort and they can start advancing timelines they prefer. But that's how intelligent you're getting. It's not from your head. It's translating into your head, source energy through your heart. We're all going through it to one degree or another. You're just getting way, way more capable, just a lot of capability. Thank you, BBS, for your patience. I'm moving on to Terry from Ireland, Ron Amatron. I think it's on line two. Terry from Ireland on line two. Are you there, Terry? Thank you for waiting.
Yes. Q, are you getting on? Long time no
Hey,
chat.
What's up? Hey, new kid on the block.
Oh, good. Yeah, you kidding the block. Tom Eskew, just ringing in regarding Ron Amatron and the Creation Lightship website. Can I highly enough recommend it to people listening to this call? They got to go and get some clearance. It completely changes the body, the spirit, everything. For me and my family, completely changes. Completely changed. From the last time I've talked to you, you would see the difference in me, Q, you know, from the last time for spirit being what I am, you know. So just want to thank Ron Amatron. Give him a big bear hug for me. Thank him for the effort he put into all that effort into the website to do that before he left the planet.
Yeah, how's your back doing?
Man, you're a legend. It made one of them cracks that you always hear Ron saying, you know, people get adjustments. Seemed to get an adjustment there a couple of days ago with my knee, so hopefully that sorted the back.
All right. What's your opinion on Creation Lightship webpage as it relates to timelines? How has it helped you?
It's helped me live in the now, Q, is what you've always said. You've always said, do we highest excitement? And that's what me and my son have done today. We went to a football match, 76,000 people at it. He's always loved this football team in the UK. Highest excitement was a couple of weeks ago. But a month ago, I looked for tickets to the match. Couldn't get them. They took them as a surprise. And then we speaking to our people. Next thing, I got a phone call 2 weeks ago from a supplier saying, Terry, I can get you tickets for the football game. Executive suite, everything free. Everything just shows up in time, Q, right on time. And I just I went ahead and went for it, you know, and living the highest excitement. And that's where we're just coming from today. And
so sometimes when you're late,
timelines,
sometimes when you're late, you're faster.
Yeah.
Cool story. Yeah. Keep going.
So true. But I just can't recommend it for enough of people, because when I'm listening to the show, I know it's put me in timelines now, but when I listen to the show, I feel so many people haven't done enough of clearance on their vessel. I can hear them talking, worrying about different things. Even the last lady there speaking about our twin flame. We're here to live us our highest excitement. Let's do our best we can what we have now. And if she wants to do clearance, she can go on there. There's clearance. They connect with her twin flame.
Everything. Absolutely. I agree with that. I agree. That is outstanding. So good. Please send my love to the boys. I'm in contact all the time with you guys, and I love you very much.
Love you so much, Q, man. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for calling in, and please keep reaching out to me. Thank you, BBS. I'll move on to the next call. So fantastic. That in a year's time, you know, we've made a lot of advances. And a lot of us get caught up on the duration in which we're in these bodies. 12 months is 30 seconds for you. You're an endless spirit. You're not 50 years old. You're not 30 years old. You're not 100 years old. You're going to jump in another body. You're going to do it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you never get tired. And you never sleep. And in these bodies, we sleep. And those are timelines that we may not prefer. We get tired. That's an unusual timeline for us. We've never known what it's like to be tired. We've never known what it's like to have emotions that are dictated by another human being that's sitting right next to us, screaming at us. And so realizing that you can choose to be on timelines, emotional roller coasters, is really up to you. You can just observe them. That's why Aloha is so valuable to us, because she can master it. Lucia Nicole Evans, the mermaid, and many, many, many others. We're all getting better at just having fun and playing with what it's like to have so much expression and be able to feel so much. It's magnificent. It's incredible. I'll move on, BBS. Thank you. I just love talking to the Irish people. It's just home for me. And I want to keep everyone safe too. And thank you so much for reaching out. Sharon from Toronto on line four, questions on increasing the scale of the geography of the Caribbean. Sharon, thank you for being so patient. I know you've been on there a while. Sharon, are you there from Toronto? Sorry, Sharon, I forgot. I ran out of time. BBS is yanking me off the stage. I am so sorry. We're going to take calls on the next 3 hours from now. Please call in. Everybody, I am so sorry I missed my mark. I love you. I love you. I love you, BBS. Thank you so much. Have fun, everyone. See you in a couple hours.